Good morning. It's the Four Corners Arts Forum. I'm Kristen Alexandria. We are back again this Monday. So excited to be here with Dr. Inson. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kristen. Thanks so much for inviting me today.
Absolutely. We are going to talk about the art of entrepreneurship, especially in relation to the fantastic Leland House and Lola's. If you'd like to introduce yourself, let's hear a little bit more about you, and let's get rolling with our interview.
Great. Well, as you mentioned, I'm Tanya Inson, and I've lived in Durango for 13 years. My husband and I raised our family here, and we bought the Leland House Hotel last summer from Diane Wildfang and Kirk Komick, who had owned both the Leland and the Rochester hotels for about 27 years, and they had run them as a mother-son team. So when my husband and I bought the Leland House, we gave our son, Alec, and his partner, Dominic Martinez, an opportunity to buy into the business too, which they did. So now Alec and Dominic and I manage the hotel together. And since the Leland House was originally built as an apartment building, it's comprised of 11 suites, and they each have a kitchen or a kitchenette, but the building doesn't have a lobby. We offer our guests contactless check-in, like an Airbnb, or we will meet them when they arrive and help them to their suite if they prefer that. So we like to say we offer the best of both worlds, the convenience of an Airbnb and also the care and customer intimacy of a family-run boutique hotel. So then in October of 2021, we also bought the former Cypress/Dandelion Cafe property that's next door to the Leland House, and we named it Lola's Place.
And what is the backstory behind Lola's? Because it has a pretty interesting history, and that's so interesting to hear also about the apartment setup with the building, because it very much has this community feel to it.
Right. Well, the property was actually named Lola's before it was the Cypress Cafe. Diane Wildfang had restored the old Victorian house and converted it to a restaurant with a commercial kitchen. And this was the kitchen that originally served food for the Leland House and Rochester hotels. Then Allison Dance brought the property and ran it as the Cypress Cafe and then the Dandelion Cafe for over two decades. When we bought it, along with buying the Leland House, it seemed only right to rename it Lola's Place, because Leland and Lola are actually a real couple. So these properties are really connected historically.
That's so sweet. I had no idea. That's amazing. And it's just the two pair so well together. And what was the kind of the vision for shaping up Lola's? Because it is very much expanded from beyond kind of a cafe, a singular cafe, to a host of beautiful food trucks and music, and there's a gorgeous bar and taste is there. So what was your vision as you were jumping into developing the property?
Well, as far as my vision for the property and the community, I've been an owner, operator, investor in over a dozen companies since 1995. So I love that this episode is the art of entrepreneurship. But the companies that I've been involved with have mostly been global and in tech industries. So I don't have experience running a high-end restaurant like the Cypress, and I needed to come up with a new business model for the space. So I actually laid awake at night for probably about 3 weeks thinking, what does Durango need? And how could we create something that would be synergistic with the Leland House? And then one morning I had a divine download. It just came to me. I had this idea to invite my favorite food trucks and businesses to join us in creating a collective that could be focused on wellness. some people might not know this, but I'm board certified in health and wellness. I'm kind of a closet nutritionist, and I'm a certified yoga instructor. And my career has focused on the intersection of entrepreneurship, leadership, and wellness. So the hotel provides a restorative experience, and Lola's provides healthy food, healthy community, wellness education, and things like that.
Yeah, something that I consistently hear about Lola's is that it feels really calm. And while there's so much life there, there's on any given day music and families and cute dogs and friends seeing each other, it also really feels very grounded. And I think to have so much going on in a space on Second Ave is very incredible and speaks to the intentionality of how the business has been cultivated. So that's very felt.
I love that. I love that that vibe is coming through to people, because that's what we're trying to create.
Awesome. Yeah, very much. So what's something that is exciting about the business and about this new adventure with Leland and Alola?
Well, buying these properties was pretty exciting for us because it allows us to do a few things. First, we wanted to keep these properties on Second Avenue in local hands. With so much change in Durango, we really value preserving these historical properties. The Leland House was built in 1927, and Lola's Place is an old Victorian house that was built in 1890. So we're really excited about keeping them local, and we're excited to be part of the up-and-coming Second Avenue District that runs from kind of from Second Avenue Sports north to the Arts Center. Second, Lola's provides a charming place for our Leland House guests to hang out, to work, to enjoy healthy food and drinks. When people arrive at the Leland House after traveling to Durango, they can head over to our Ska Outpost Bar for a drink and appetizers and kind of settle in. But perhaps one of the most compelling reasons to buy the property was to provide a place for Durango locals to hang out. We've all enjoyed the amazing food at the Cypress for years, and we wanted to continue providing a gathering space where special memories can be made. We've had birthday celebrations, anniversary parties at Cypress, and so Lola's is available for your next family or business celebration, and we're here to provide concierge event planning assistance with catering and lodging next door and music. I actually know an amazing artist who spins vinyl, by the way.
Thank you.
And then in addition to being a private event venue, it just warms my heart to see folks bring their cribbage board to Lola's and sit on the patio and enjoy some Cuevas tacos and a Mexican lager. And I love greeting our regulars who are so loyal to Taste Coffee and their delicious pastries. And lots of folks bike to Lola's. They bring their dogs. Meeting so many of Durango's dogs is one of the best parts of my job, actually. And the other day, a group of women met on our patio and held a knitting circle while sipping tequila. It was so awesome.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, we really invite the public to contact us if you'd like to host a book club or plan a celebration, because in our view, the property is here to serve the needs of our community. And we've only been at this for about 8 months, so we're still dialing things in, and we have a lot of ideas for the future, but we welcome your thoughts too.
Thank you. Yeah, so let's talk about some of the weekly events that are hosted, and then where to contact and who to contact if someone is listening and interested in hosting an event. But maybe let's start with what are some weekly events that are held right now, and then some upcoming events that are very exciting and on the radar.
Sure. Weekly, we have live music, yoga classes, and periodically we're going to be offering educational series. We had a Wellness Wednesday series this summer. We're so lucky to be next door to the Sun Building and all those amazing wellness practitioners. We love to hear from the public if you'd like to plan your event with us. We have, as I mentioned, live music, and coming up, we're thrilled to sponsor the Durango Play Fest, which is kicking off next Thursday, August 4th, and runs through August 7th. If you don't know about the Play Fest, their mission is to attract nationally known and emerging artists to Durango. And these folks get together, they gather for about a week to develop and workshop new plays, and then they end up performing these plays. And it's amazing, an amazing organization that really nurtures an environment for playwrights to develop their work. So we've been talking with Regina and Mandy. We're hosting some of the artists at the Leland House, and we're hosting Coffee with the Playwrights on Saturday, August 6th. At 9 a.m. at Lola's. So we hope we'll see people come on down to visit the playwrights as they talk about their writing methods, and they'll talk about the state of theater today and how the arts can build community.
That sounds so fun. And there is some additional coverage on KDUR about the Playfest, because there's so much to see and a lot of amazing talent coming together for this really unique event. So please be sure to stay tuned for that on KDUR, and also to check out Lola's and to see what events are coming up. So where may listeners find more information? What are your social platforms, and what does that look like?
Well, you can find us at lelandhouse.com and lolasplace.com, and then on Facebook and Instagram at Leland House Suites and Lola's Place Durango. And if you'd like to sign up for our email newsletter, you can do that at our websites.
Thank you. Let's return to wellness and that idea of health and nurturing community. What's some of your background in wellness, and what are some key things that you've learned about cultivating a healthy lifestyle?
My career started out in leadership development, and over the years, I've worked with thousands of leaders in startup and growth stage companies. And pretty early on, I discovered that an organization is only as healthy as their leader and their people. So it was a great way for me to bring in my own personal interest in health and wellness, and blend that with my work in leadership development and entrepreneurship and executive coaching. So I just started gaining certifications myself, and then infusing that into the work that I do with companies.
Thank you. Yeah. And in terms of Durango and wellness, what are some things that have been key to your own practice, or might be some things that you see working in our community? Durango is known for being very active and very mindful of wellness. And yet also, I think in hospitality too, sometimes it's difficult to find healthy options if you're maybe not so into drinking, or you might be into mindfully eating. So having Lola's as a space has been something really wonderful for the ability to get a smoothie or get some small plates or have amazing Mexican food. So with the trucks that were invited and with kind of cultivating the menu, how did that work?
Mm-hmm. Well, great question. We naturally gravitated towards food trucks that are like-minded. So Melissa Clompton with Mountain Stir Fry, she's been in Telluride for about 15 years and has a brand new truck at Lola's. And her food is just real healthy stir fry bowls and wraps. And she has vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options. The Thimbleberry Smoothie Company makes amazing whole food smoothies. They don't use any kind of syrups or anything like that. They make their own nut milks and their own granola. And they're just a wonderful partner and fit for Lola's. And Taste Coffee makes their pastries from scratch, and they buy small batches of coffee beans. So the partners that we've chosen are also like-minded and have the same values. When partnering with SCA, we're learning more and more about how they partner with others in the community. For example, some of their hops and things go out to James Ranch to feed the pigs there and kind of complete the food life cycle, which is wonderful. And the drinks that we offer at our SCA Outpost Bar are like low sugar skagwa, and our margaritas are made with organic agave nectar mix. So there's no added sugar. It's just ice and the organic agave nectar and tequila. And then with Cuevas Tacos and Rocco Izakaya, they naturally are cooking authentic Mexican and Japanese fare. So the foods are already prepared as whole foods, and we're helping them to connect with local farms so that their supply chain can become more and more local too.
That's incredible to hear. And what a way to support the community and also engage in full circle kind of reciprocity with the different preparations and the ways that food is cultivated and shared. And I think that really very much comes across in the options and just the menus themselves. There's so many different options. It's often very difficult to make a choice between the trucks, but that's the beautiful thing is that they're there. And so you know that you can always find something at Lola's.
That's great. It's wonderful to hear that.
Were there any challenges that you've encountered as you've been developing Leland and Lola's?
Yes, absolutely. Not sure I can talk about all of them on the air, but I'm actually writing a book that's going to come out next year that summarizes some of the lessons I've learned as a business owner myself over the past 25 years. And I'm considering offering a workshop, maybe hold it at Lola's to guide some of the small businesses in Durango. So stay tuned if that's something that speaks to you. But with Leland and Lola specifically, I think one of the things I was reminded of was the difference between buying an existing profitable company and building a startup company. The former owners of the Leland House, Kurt Komek and Laura Ehlers, turned it over to us in immaculate condition, and they have been so gracious to provide training and access to their years of knowledge and experience, because the hotel business was something new to us. So it's been wonderful to have them as mentors. But buying the Lola's property was much different because I mentioned those sleepless nights. Lola's is a startup and started from zero, from scratch. So personally, it's my eighth startup company. And startups just require doing it all, from thinking of a name and getting the business license and getting the website URL and recruiting, hiring employees and finding partners and branding and, you know, all the stuff that comes with a startup. So it's a completely different experience than buying an existing small company. The other thing about Lola's that we're faced with was educating the community, because some people were really confused when they came to Lola's and they expected a sit down, amazing Mediterranean dinner that used to be served at the Cypress. So we're obviously a completely different self-serve model where our guests seat themselves, they can order at the coffee shop or from one of the trucks or from our bar. And then we appreciate it if our guests bust their own tables. So there's an educational component and an awareness building component with a startup also. So I'd say, you know, buying these properties was just a great reminder of the differences. And this is a topic that's become a chapter in the book that I'm writing.
Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, what an incredible project to take on, and to think that it's been 8 months, which is a relatively short time for so much life to spring up at Lola's in so many different ways. I think of the food trucks and one day walking past in the alley right behind Second Ave and seeing the trucks and just thinking of the physics of it, of how a parking lot has been transformed to house these amazing food trucks now, and just what gravitational kind of logistics were put into that. And that's a whole different element too, of strategizing where the trucks go and watching them kind of become more permanent and seeing their development as well. So kudos to you and your team. They are fantastic.
Thank you, Kristen. Yeah, I have to give a shout out to the city of Durango and Savannah Lytle, because she's been instrumental in helping us create a vision for that parking lot and encourage folks to ride their bikes to Lola's instead of driving. So converting a parking lot into a more sustainable, usable space has been really rewarding for us.
Yeah, it just has really extended the property, and it's a fun thing to see, spending my Sundays there playing music and then watching everybody go by and seeing people walk through the alley and kind of look and be like, what's this? And familiarizing with the space and introducing friends to it that might not know where it is. So let's shout out the physical address too. That's probably pretty important that we share that with our listeners.
Sure. Lola's Place is located at 725 East 2nd Avenue. And the Leland House is next door at 721 East 2nd Avenue in Durango, of course.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm just still thinking about how this is your eighth startup. And wondering if you've had a mentor or mentors throughout this process, specifically with Leland and Lola's Place. It sounds like there was kind of a blueprint, at least for Leland House, but in terms of the hospitality business in general, were there persons or materials that you referenced or found instrumental?
You know, Allison Dance has been a wonderful mentor and guide as she's entrusted what she built and handed the baton over to us. It's really been fun and rewarding for me personally to work with my family building Lola's Place. And it's just been serendipitous, I guess, is the word, how each of us has brought a passion and a lens and an expertise to the project, with my two sons and Alex's partner Dominic and my husband. We each have played an instrumental role in bringing this project to fruition. And I think all the years of experience that my husband and I have starting and growing companies, along with my son's experiences and education in interior design and architecture and organizational leadership. It's just been a very natural next season for our family, and we're having a lot of fun working together.
That's so amazing. Yeah, whenever I'm on the property or if you're around Lola's, it's so often that you see different members of your family hands-on in there and working on something, or just very, very present. And that makes such a difference in an experience, especially in our community, you know, knowing who's running different things and their passion for it brings so much to life.
That's great. I'm glad that's coming through. We like to be there a lot.
We have just a few minutes left, so I wanted to ask, any words that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I guess I'd just like to say that we have been blown away by the incredible positive feedback and all the community support that we've received. As we've talked about, we've been in business less than a year, and just recently, we were nominated in several categories for Best of Durango, which was surprising and blew us away. In the food and dining category, Lola's was nominated for Best Casual Dining and Best Outdoor Dining. And the Leland House was nominated in the Professional Services category for Best Bed and Breakfast. And then several of the food trucks and Taste Coffee were also nominated. So if you've enjoyed these businesses, we are humbled and we really appreciate your vote. We're honored to even be nominated. And I guess I'd just close with saying that we're still dialing things in. So please reach out to us with your ideas and suggestions and help us build Lola's into your community gathering spot.
Thank you. And let's recap where to reach out to for anyone that is listening. Should they reach you by email, on socials? What do you prefer?
Sure. Well, people can absolutely follow us on social, Facebook and Instagram. We're at Leland House Suites and Lola's Place Durango. If you'd like to sign up for our email newsletter, you can do that at our websites, lelandhouse.com and lolasplace.com, or you can email us at hello@lolasplace.com, and that will come directly to us, and we'd love to hear from you.
And also really want to encourage listeners to join the Coffee with Playwright Saturday, August 6th. That's at 9 a.m. at Lola's Place, 725 East 2nd Ave. It will be a discussion with the Durango Playfest playwrights, and they will be discussing their writing methods, the state of theater today, and how the arts build community. Be sure to arrive early so you can grab a fabulous smoothie or some coffee from Taste and a breakfast treat. And yeah, looking forward to it. And thank you so much, Dr. Ensign, for your time, and Ensign. And that's our show for today.
Thank you, Kristen. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. There every Sunday playing vinyl, weather permitting, which this rain has been so nice. And the Lola's team has been so patient and kind figuring out how we can sustain throughout the elements and making sure that live music continues on Sundays, which is so appreciated. So keep posted and follow Lola's on the social platforms to stay updated with their exciting events.
Great. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to the universe. This is the Four Corners Arts Forum. We'll be back again on Mondays. If you'd like to be interviewed, please find me on the social platform of Instagram, Four Corners Art. And until then, take care and see you next time.